This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you've stumbled into The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I'm really happy to have you joining the program today. I'm glad to have you with me. So there are a couple of rules of engagement. The most common one that you need to know is if you want to interact with the program, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is send me a text message. The number on your message app, whatever message app you happen to use, the number is 33103, 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. If you want to interact with me about other things or things that I might be talking about, you can also do that on X, formerly Twitter, and that's over at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So let's get started. I want to start out just generally speaking about Elon Musk and Doge, because the reaction of did you see the video of Maxine Waters and a bunch of these other Democrat yahoos showing up at the Department of Education? There was some poor schmuck of a security guard that had the doors locked and wouldn't let them in. Now, I don't know whether you've ever been to D.C. or not. Most of the time, you can just kind of walk into any of these departments or agencies, but you kind of walk into a foyer, and you really can't get beyond that without, you know, checking in at a desk. And usually at the desk, there's a civil servant, a bureaucrat, and usually a couple of security guards. And there's almost always a magnetometer. And there's a place for, you know, the people who work there that are badged. They can either swipe their badge and go through a turnstile, or they can show their badge to a security guard, but whatever. And they can circumvent the magnetometer. They can go on in. But for ordinary citizens, you know, for you and me, I mean, even I can, even though at one time I could just, you know, casually walk into the West Wing, I can't do that anymore. And the reason is I'm no longer an employee of the executive branch. And you and I as taxpayers aren't employees. And to some degree, because there are a few bad apples among us, probably you, but not me, they don't want just anybody walking into these departments and agencies. It's, while I may think that the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, and that their security is a joke, nonetheless, if you accept the premise of TSA, not saying it's effective, just accept the premise of it, we just don't want people carrying bombs getting onto airplanes. Well, just because we don't want people carrying bombs getting onto airplanes, it's rational and reasonable to believe that we just don't want people who are pissed off at somebody at the Department of Education or the Department of Energy, the Department of Homeland Security, or maybe the IRS. If you're pissed off and you don't like the IRS, raise your hand. Oh, yeah, look at all of you out there raising your hands. That doesn't mean that all of you want to go blow up the IRS. I imagine some of you probably do, but you wouldn't. But there are some nut jobs out there that might do that. So, and I don't know why you want to go into the IRS. I don't know why you want to walk into an IRS building anyway, unless you're already being audited and you got an appointment and there's some reason to be there. Why would you walk in? So you're not going to just, you know, sashay into the IRS building somewhere. you're going to have to go through security. Think about federal courthouses. Every federal courthouse now is surrounded by bollards. They're surrounded by all sorts of barricades. And even if you are a lawyer that has a case pending, you still have to go through a magnetometer. If you're a witness, if you just want to go watch court proceedings, you've got to walk through a magnetometer. You've got to show some ID. You've got to go in. You've got to, you know, and you might even be subject to a secondary search. It's not to say I like that stuff, but that's kind of where we've evolved as a society. Look, if I were a federal judge, I would want security. I would want, you know, particularly considering that the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, who at the time was the Senate Majority Leader, walked over to the steps of the Supreme Court and shouted at Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, two associate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, and said, you better watch what you're doing. You're going to reap the whirlwind. We're coming for you. And then, of course, somebody shows up with, you know, weapons at Brett Kavanaugh's home. And so, yeah, if I were a federal district judge or court of appeals judge or a U.S. Supreme Court justice, yeah, I'd want security. And I wouldn't want people just, you know, kind of moseying on into the building. So Maxine Waters and all these Yahoo Democrats show up, and they went into the Department of Education, and they can't get in. And I sit there, and I watch the video. I'd play the audio for it, but you don't hear anything. But, you know, who wants to hear Maxine Waters screeching on a Saturday morning? I don't. I don't want to listen to her. You know, she's the same one that during the Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd riots, you know, that's the same old bag that was going around yelling that, you know, if you see, you know, a Trump supporter or you see white people, Els Bells, as far as she's concerned, just a white person. If you see them out eating in a restaurant somewhere, go get in their face, disrupt their dinner, tell them they don't belong here. I mean, this woman is a despicable piece of poop. All you Californians, why do you keep voting for her? I don't get it. But anyway, as I watched her, I couldn't help but think, is this all you got? Is this it? So you got Elon Musk and Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, that is over at the Treasury Department at the Bureau of Financial Transactions, BTS, or I forget what it's called, but it's some subsidiary, it's some branch of the Treasury Department that actually sends the computer data to the government printing office that boom, 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 prints checks. And, you know, they get sorted into an envelope and you get your Social Security check or you get a direct deposit or however, whatever your payment system is, somehow you get a payment. And Musk and Doge and some of these people that he has hired are at the Treasury Department looking at ways to do. Now, I know what you think. You think I'm going to say, looking at ways to save money. And they are. That is one thing they're doing. But I bet you've never even heard the second thing that they're doing. They're looking at, and I want you to think for just a moment while I talk about this, I want you to think about the FAA and the air traffic controllers. You've all seen the screenshots of the computer systems that the air traffic controllers use, and it looks like, oh, I can remember the first time that we got our kids an Atari, and we were playing Pac-Man. Oh, we just shoved the kids aside because we wanted to play it ourselves. And, I mean, it looked like that, you know, kind of pixelated, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, really lousy graphics. And remember the old DOS Windows machines? And the screen would be, you know, you have the little cursor over there, and you'd start, you know, putting in things, and it was either green or kind of an orange color. That's back in the 80s. They're using computer systems that are so old that they have to do some coding by paper, by slips of paper that they physically hand off to someone else. So part of the purpose of Doge is not just where can we save money, but how can we be more efficient? And all the Democrats have is to bitch and scream and holler and pound on the doors of the Department of Education demanding to be let in. And, of course, the security guard says, do you have an appointment? No, but we don't need an appointment because we're members of Congress. Well, yeah, actually you do. And so you're not coming in. And so that's all they've got, is just screaming and hollering. And I find it hilarious because that's where the Democrat Party is right now, screaming and hollering, as opposed to actually, oh, maybe you're for an inefficient government. Maybe you're for wasteful spending. Because I haven't heard one single Democrat come out and say, you know what, maybe what Doge is doing, maybe we ought to figure out a way to work with them, and maybe we ought to say, as a Democrat, we'd like to make government more efficient, and we'd like to eliminate some wasteful spending, too. But they don't, because they don't have anything. Don't forget, be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Fund your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the...
New customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Savikin with Michael Brown, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. Glad to have you with me. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, it's real easy to do on your podcast app, whichever one you use. Just search for this show, The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find The Situation with Michael Brown, hit subscribe, and that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all 6 days of Michael Brown, which is what everybody wants and everybody needs. So back to this Doge effort. So I'm fascinated by how the so-called resistance of the Democrat Party, that they haven't read the room. They don't read the room where 80% of Americans, 75% of Americans, or 85% of Americans, whatever the number is, it's a huge number. It's way over 50%. Actually support and believe that the country is on a fiscal path of destruction if we don't somehow figure a way to downsize the government, reduce federal spending, reduce taxes, and put more money into the private sector where it can be invested and used to its highest and best purpose so the economy can grow and that we can all have a better life and we can all have, you know, more stuff in our lives. Or we can just live the life we choose without always being interrupted by the federal government telling us, or state government telling us, what to do and how to do it. Democrats don't understand that at all. And all you have to do is go back and look at the election results. The guy that they tried to assassinate, the guy they tried to impeach, the guy that they, you know, orange man bad, you know, the guy that they say can never be president. And in fact, if you think about it, we have on tape, well, or virtual, whatever we do, however we record it. We got the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, talking about Trump will never be president again. Check shoulder. Oh, yeah. Look, there he is. He's president again. They just don't get it. You know, and all week long, I've used the example that there's a, we're living in a paradigm shift. And it's, in the political world, they would call it a realignment. And there truly is a political realignment going on, in that I've always thought out loud on this program and on the weekday program about whether or not we, those of us who believe in, you know, limited government, you know, a free market, that, you know, there should be a limited amount of regulations, we should be able to live our lives freely and fully of our own choosing, making our own choices, that we were in the majority, but I never really had any empirical data whether that was true or not. Well, now I do. And those are the election results. And they're in the polls that show that a majority of Americans support what's going on. So there has been a political realignment. If you're old enough, you can recall the days when the Republican Party was seen as the party of big business. It represented Wall Street. Never really was true, because Wall Street, you know, and big business always had their hands and their fingers in both parties. But there was a narrative that the Republicans were in favor of big business and really didn't care about, you know, the working man. And I always believed that was because Republicans were horrible communicators about how our conservative policies of limited government and free markets benefited everyone. Does it benefit wealthy people? Yes. Does it benefit middle-class people? Yes. And does it benefit poor people? Absolutely. Because the more an economy grows, we're not all going to be billionaires. I mean, I've come to the realization I'm not going to be a billionaire. Shazam, never knew that. Huh. But I do want to be as wealthy as I possibly can in the chosen profession that I am now working in. And I want to be happy and have a joyful life and enjoy what I'm doing and enjoy my family and my dogs and everything else, and a growing economy and a safe world and a safe city and a safe state and a safe country allows me to do that. But Democrats don't get that political realignment. But in addition to the political realignment, there's a paradigm shift going on. And the paradigm shift is exemplified by Elon Musk and Doge. It's also exemplified by the incredible pace at which Donald Trump is governing and undoing the permanent bureaucracy and the embedded and entrenched federal government in our lives through executive orders and his constant communications with Congress, he's completely changing the paradigm about how the federal government does business. You know, this is a minute, small example of that, but I heard this morning about how Ron DeSantis in Florida is, or has, authorized the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the FDLE, and any local law enforcement officials, state patrol, others, that they can cooperate and shall cooperate with Immigrations and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Patrol in their efforts to deport illegal aliens. That's a complete shift from where we've been before. Other governors, like in the stupid state of Colorado or Illinois or New York or California, they're refusing to recognize that the majority of Americans, the vast majority of Americans, don't want all of these illegal aliens in here, you know, committing crimes, whether they're, you know, whether they're here because they just want a job or they're here because they're members of Trinidad and Aragua. You know how we talk about Trinidad and Aragua now? We don't talk about MS-13 because Trinidad and Aragua is so much worse than MS-13, which I never thought I'd say in my life. That here's a gang that's worse than MS-13. Yeah, here we go. That's a paradigm shift. And that paradigm shift is personified by what Elon Musk is doing. Now, here's what happened this week. The Treasury Department gave Musk and Doge access to a payment system. And this payment system distributes trillions of dollars in entitlement benefits, grants, tax refunds, money to contractors, money to NGOs, money to other departments. You know, actually, some government agencies pay other government agencies. Federal government pays money to state governments. Federal government pays money to some local governments. That system, they've been given access to. Okay. Elon Musk is a special presidential appointee and has been authorized by the president to hire individuals so that they can review the payment systems and see what's going on. No authority whatsoever to change anything. No authority to stop any payments, but authority to say to the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, or to say to Mr. Vogt, the Director of Office of Management and Budget, or to say to the president himself, here's what we found. Here's where we think you can save some money. Here's some money that we think you're spending that you probably should not be spending. All of that. And I want to know what's wrong with that. Oh, well, if you listen to the dominant media or the Democrats, oh, they might take away your Social Security check. Well, tell your grandmother, your grandfather, you tell your aunt or uncle, tell yourself if you need to. That's not what they're doing. They have access only on a read-only basis. They can't make any changes to the payments. They can only see what's being done. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about Elon Musk and Doge, and talking about it in the context of we're living through a political realignment, we're living through a paradigm shift, and we're living through something that everybody says they want. And then when you finally get it, you think, oh, is this what I signed up for? For example, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal where a Trump voter by the name of Paul Bisson, B-I-S-S-O-N, it goes after the turbulence that Trump is causing. He tells the Wall Street Journal that I don't like the chaos. and that this rollout of everything that Trump is doing is not what he says he signed up for. Well, I'm curious, what did you sign up for? Because the entire campaign was about balancing the budget, cutting federal spending, getting America's respect back in the world, keeping the American world order in place, upending foreign relations. I mean, really kind of just the bull in the China closet. And the kind of disassembling of the morass that we have lived in for the past five generations, 50 years. I mean, just for the Uniparty and everybody just talking about, you know, there's nothing that drives me crazier than politicians, and I know you've seen it, and you've fallen for it because we've all fallen for it. Someone who comes back to campaign because, you know, they're your congressman and you love your congressman, and they talk about how they love, you know, they love God, mom, apple pie, the American flag, and they're conservative, and they got this sort of record from the American Conservative Union, and they're pro-gun, and they're blah, blah, blah. And, you know, by the way, I really need money to get reelected. And in the meantime, they're taking money from all these political action committees, and they're getting your vote by coming back to the district in the state and telling you what a wonderful person they are, and you go to the rally and you write them a check for $50 or $5,000, whatever you can afford, and then they go back to D.C. and they don't do anything. They do the same old crap over and over and over, and nothing changes. That is not what I wanted. I wanted someone to go in. I wanted the bull in the China closet. And inevitably, a bull in a China closet is going to knock something over, and it's going to break. And I don't want everything broken, but I do want someone to recognize and go, oh, you know, wait a minute. It's kind of like, I know you've seen it in the movies. You've seen it, you know, maybe you've seen it in real life. Someone has passed out, and, you know, they put some smelling salts under their nose, and, whoa, man, you wake up. I think that's what the country's doing right now. The country's waking up and going, holy feces, Batman. What's going on here? What's going on is what you voted for, is what a plurality of Americans voted for. He won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College. He won the swing states. You've seen him before. It's not like this is his first time down the escalator. This isn't 2015. So the reaction of people that are like, oh my gosh, I'm getting whiplash from all of this. Well, I thought that's what we wanted. Now, I think there are times when he's probably going to overreach, or he's going to say something that is probably, I forget what it was. It's on my X feed, but I tweeted out something to the effect it's probably an unpopular opinion, but he did something, and I have to go back and look at my feed and see what it was. But I happen to disagree with this. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm just throwing my hands up and saying I disagree with everything, but I disagree with this. I'll give you a minor example. I don't think it makes any difference, but nonetheless, I think it's an example of kind of the chaos that he's creating that is, okay, maybe this is kind of uncalled for. Now, he has the authority as the CEO of the executive branch. You know, all power in the executive branch, it shall be, according to the Constitution, Article 2, shall be vested in a president. All executive power. So what did he do? He fired all the board members of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Okay, I'm okay with that. I don't care. You know, it's kind of I've been to the Kennedy Center. I've sat in the presidential box. It's a wonderful place. I've seen some wonderful things there. And I've seen and heard of some really stupid stuff there, too. But if he wanted to put his imprint on there, then he can fire all the current members and put an entire new board in to run the Kennedy Center. I'm okay with that. But then he appointed himself as chairman of the board. And I thought, oh, come on. you know, that's probably just a step too far. I really do believe it is a step too far. I think the perception of it is, it's kind of selfish. It's kind of like, you're the president. I don't really think you have time to be concerned about what's being shown at the Kennedy Center. That's why you need to delegate that to a different chairman. But am I going to lose sleep over it? No. But am I going to tell you that as an example of the chaos where I think the chaos goes a little too far? Yeah, I think the chaos went a little too far there. Not that it really makes any difference. Because, I don't know. I was going to say something stupid. Do you think he's really going to look at the proposal of the different events that are going to appear at the Kennedy Center over the next, say, for the next year? I was going to say, no, he's not going to do that. But then I think, he never sleeps, so maybe he will. Maybe he will do that. But the bottom line is I don't care. I don't care, although I think it was probably unnecessary. But let's go back to Musk and Doge. Because what you won't hear, well, let me tell you what you will hear first. What you're hearing is, they're 20 and 21-year-olds, which I find hilarious. Do you know how many 20, 21-year-old, 25-year-olds work inside the Beltway, that work in congressman's office, work in senator's office, that work in the West Wing, that work in these different departments and agencies? When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I had 21-year-olds working for me. I mean, BFD, so what? If they're smart, they're better, they're the best, they're aggressive, they're hungry, they want to go do stuff, they want to make change, they're willing to do your bidding, then bring them on, I'll take them. And isn't it kind of ironic that the Democrats are the ones screaming about, these old farts are the ones screaming about these young kids in there doing something, yet it was just, I don't know how old she is today, but when Greta Thunberg was telling us the sky was falling and we were all going to die because of climate change, she was what, 17 years old? She wasn't even old enough to vote. Yeah, we're told we got to listen to her. Oh, shut up. So Doge and Musk go into the Treasury Department with a bunch of 20-somethings so they can look at and, who better to look at computer systems and see where you can create better efficiencies or where, for that matter, where you can look at payments being made and say, what's that for? What's that for? What's that for? Then people who don't know what it's for. People that don't know what it's for or what they're looking at mean they're going to turn to somebody in the civil service and say, what's this $5 billion going out? Now, someone who's worked in the payment system in the Treasury Department for the past 20 years, and trust me, many of them go to work in the Treasury Department or in Homeland Security or any other place, and they spend their entire lives retiring in those positions. So why wouldn't someone who doesn't know what a $5 billion expenditure is ask, what is this? And turn to someone who runs that payment system and say, explain to me what this $5 billion payment is. And I want to know what's wrong with that. I don't think there's a damn thing wrong with that. And then we're being told, the news today is a federal judge issued an injunction yesterday. An Obama appointee. An Obama appointed federal district judge agreed with 17 or 18 attorneys general from different states. I'm sure they're all blue states. In seeking an injunction preventing Musk or any of these specially appointed people from having access, even though it was read-only access, meaning they couldn't code in to change anything. All they could do is look at it and read it. Enjoin them from even having access to it. Well, I find that fascinating because when we get back, you'll hear that the Treasury Secretary himself belies the change or belies the charge that the Democrats are making that they're in there threatening grandma's Social Security check. That's next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to tell me anything, ask me anything. On your message app, the number is 33103. Just start it with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. the Treasury Secretary, next.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Yeah, their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So a federal judge orders Elon Musk and these 20-something kids to get out of the Treasury Department, no longer have access to the payment system until they can have a hearing next Friday. And interestingly, this injunction was at the request of 18 different attorneys general across the country, all of whom I haven't checked, but all of whom I assume are from blue states. Probably like here in Colorado, our dumbass attorney general probably joined it. But hear what the Treasury Secretary says in an interview at Bloomberg about what's really going on inside the department. Oh, hang on a second. It would help. I got too busy this morning trying to do something else, and I didn't plug in a cable. So let me get a cable plugged in so you can hear the Treasury Secretary.
There is widespread concern about the DOGE team's access to sensitive payment systems. Are you worried at all that that access and that tinkering of the payment systems could affect the Treasury's market or cause any disruption?
Good. Well, Saleha, thank you for asking me about that, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. First of all, when you say the DOGE team, these are Treasury employees. It is two Treasury employees, one of whom I personally interviewed in his final round. There is no tinkering with the system. They are on read-only. They are looking. They can make no changes. It is an operational program to suggest improvement. So we make 1.3 billion payments a year. And this is two employees who are working with a group of longstanding employees.
What did I just describe to you? So you get these specially appointed employees. They are employees of the Treasury Department. They're probably Schedule F employees, which I'll may or may not dive into, but it's a special category of employees. And they are working with current Treasury employees, and they're looking at these, what do you say, 1.6 billion payments are made every year? 1.6 billion separate payments. That's a lot of payments. And they're simply, they have read access only, and they're looking at the system. They're IT guys looking at the system. In other words, you have certain mechanisms by which, you know, you want to make sure dead people aren't paid. You want to make sure that terrorist organizations or terrorist-affiliated organizations or individuals that are somehow on a terrorist watch list, that they don't get paid money. You want to make certain that people that owe the federal government other debts, that they don't get paid, that you withhold those. There are all sorts of nets to catch, you know, improper or irregular payments. But they want to look at that system and see, is it really working? Is there a way to make it more efficient? Is there a way to make it better? Is there a better way to do what we're doing? Because I don't care how much money we spend on IT, we never modernize anything. Oh, you may have a nice new modern, you know, desktop at your desk, but the system-wide things that we use inside the federal government are always 10 years or more behind what you and I might use in the private sector.
Elon Musk, just half an hour ago, tweeted out that Treasury needs to stop approving certain payments. Has your staff tried to block any payments here at Treasury?
We have not, and I'm glad you asked that, too. And just to put it in perspective, Elon and I are completely aligned in terms of cutting waste and increasing accountability and transparency for the American people. I believe that this DOGE program in my adult life is one of the most important audits of government or changes to government structure we have seen.
What I'm seeing with DOGE, a audit, if you will, is one of the greatest changes I've seen in the government in my lifetime. And he specifically used the word audit, which is separate apart from this overview of the payment system. You know, the Department of Defense can't account for, you know, $1 trillion of money. We can't account for more than $100 billion that has gone to the war or to Ukraine. I shouldn't even say the war in Ukraine, just gone to Ukraine. Think about money that we in USAID that we can't account for or that we have accounted for and went, holy crap, we're spending money on that. You have to ask yourself, why are people screeching so loud? Why are they so loudly yelling and hollering about, oh my God, it's the end of this? Because we're upending the apple cart. This is the bull in the china closet. This is the paradigm shift. This is what we wanted. And yes, it makes people uncomfortable. I'm sure you've experienced it in your workplace. Oh, hey, listen, we're going to start doing something differently. And the first thing, and I hate hearing people say this, well, but we've always done it this way. Well, maybe the way you've been doing it for the past 20 years is wrong. In the case of the federal government, maybe the past way you've been doing it for the past 100 years is wrong. And maybe considering all modern technology, there's a better way to do it today.
That when I was in my 20s, we had the Grace Report, and there's some great suggestions that came out of that, never implemented. Under Clinton and Gore, I think it was to government efficiency or reduce government, nothing happened. So you know, President Trump came in, there's a big agenda, and I think that there are gigantic cost savings for the American people here. And I think it's unfortunate the way the media wants to lampoon what is going on. These are highly trained professionals. You know, this is not some roving band going around doing things. This is methodical, and it is going to yield big savings.
And that's all they wanted to get done. And instead, what happens?
And we begin this hour with a major new court ruling, putting the brakes on President Trump's plans to nearly wipe out all of the workforce of a major U.S. humanitarian agency. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a plan by the Trump administration to put thousands of workers at USAID on indefinite leave or firing them. The president's executive order would have left the agency with fewer than 300 employees. Hours before the ruling, the court ruling, crews were seen removing signage from the agency's headquarters in Washington, D.C. The judge's ruling prevents more than 2,200 people from being placed on administrative leave. He also, the judge...
By the way, do you understand what that means, being placed on administrative leave? It means while we sort out who we're going to terminate and not terminate, we're going to pay you to stay home. Yeah. You like when a cop shoots somebody and they get put, you know, on a desk job, they get put on administrative leave while the shooting is investigated? Well, here, the president's come in and he has figuratively shot a bunch of people and they're being put on administrative leave while we figure out whether or not they really should come back or not. Not a perfect analogy, but it fits fairly well. So everybody just take a deep breath. It's not the end of civilization, although they want you to think that. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington.
The Trump administration is standing firm on its threats of tariffs against Mexico and Canada. Economist E.J. Antony with the Heritage Foundation says both countries have been helping China move their products right into the United States.
Those two countries are allowing China to essentially send products there. They repackage them or reassemble them, whatever the case may be, and then they get sold to the United States under the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada yes. Trade Agreement.
Antony spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrat strategy of opposing President Trump isn't working.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Party truly is seemingly lost. They have no rudder. They have no vision. They have no clear leader. The only message they have is anti-President Trump. And we've all seen that that's a failed strategy time after time.
House Republicans this week missed another deadline to produce a massive budget package of tax cuts and slashed spending. Instead, it was the Senate Republicans jumping out ahead on Friday. They unveiled a more tailored $340 billion blueprint focused on President Trump's deportation agenda and bolstering U.S. defense spending as well. The state of New York ordering a week-long shutdown of all live bird markets, those operating in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island. Here's John Scott.
The move comes after seven cases of avian flu were detected at bird markets in the city. Governor Kathy Hochul said there is no immediate threat to public health and that the temporary closure of bird markets comes out of an abundance of caution. No cases of avian flu have been detected among humans in New York. The order came after seven cases of bird flu were found in poultry during routine inspections of live bird markets in the New York City boroughs of the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. John Scott reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's a 21st century funhouse that educates as well as entertains.
Paradox Museum Miami focuses on optical illusions and is meant for an audience geared for the age of Instagram. Museum Executive Director Samantha Impellizzeri says many of the exhibits look like the old carnival fun houses. There's a mirror maze, the spinning tunnel, and the upside-down room.
Kids are encouraged to touch and play and manipulate everything.
The big difference is the Paradox Museum explains the math and science behind each illusion. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration doubling down on its new policy to evict some news organizations out of their workspaces at the Pentagon. It said that CNN, The Washington Post, The Hill, and the online trade publication Warzone will be pushed out of their space in favor of more friendly outlets like Newsmax, The Daily Caller, and The Washington Examiner. Breaking news at townhall.com. At 72 years old and out of the NFL, Bill Belichick stole the show during Super Bowl week. He wore all eight of his Super Bowl rings at media events. He even appeared on the NFL Network Thursday night. Many black NFL players not encouraged by the low number of black coaches in the league.
The AP conducted the survey, and of the respondents, more than one-third expressed discouragement. Asked his opinion, Saints defensive end Cam Jordan sees some improvement, but not enough.
We're still in a time where we're progressing, we're evolving, but I wouldn't say we're of equal.
He sees a role model in Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin.
Somebody like you that can have success in that station and apparatus, you inspire people.
More than half the NFL players are black, but only seven of the 32 coaches are in the just completed season.
And that is correspondent George Williams reporting. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown, and thanks for tuning in, because I certainly do appreciate it. If you want to send me a text message, it's very easy on your text app, whatever you use. The number's 33103, 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And while you're at it, be sure and follow me on social media. The most active place to follow me is over on X. And that's at Michael Brown USA. So go follow me right now, X, at Michael Brown USA. So part of this paradigm shift that we're going through is, I want you to stop thinking, the number is like 80%. 80% of Americans believe that men, whether biological males or transgender males, should not be participating and competing against females, biological females, in sports. Organized sports, you know, amateur sports, professional sports, whatever. They just don't think that biological or transgender males ought to be, you know, competing against women. 80% of Americans agree with that. Almost every poll, it's somewhere between 78 and 82%. Yet somehow, the fact that Donald Trump signed an executive order, which was, you know, if you saw the video of him signing that executive order with all of those female athletes in the East Room with him, it was very well choreographed. And unlike the old fart that used to be the president, he didn't sniff anybody's hair. He didn't, you know, reach down and touch them inappropriately. He brought them all down together around him while he signed the executive order. And I thought it was a great day for someone that finally stood up and is going to protect women from men in sports. Title IX never went away. And I never understood, well, I did understand because I think they're afraid of the transgender lobby. I really do believe that the National Organization of Women now, I think all of these women organizations, you know, we're all, you know, remember the Me Too movement? Believe the women? Where were all of them all this time? While all of these women, whether they were teenagers or in college or in professional sports, were getting beat up by biological males. And let's be honest. You can go, if you're a male and you want to be you want to be a trans female, you want to be a trans woman, so you're transitioning to a female. That's how I keep it in my head. You don't change your chromosome structure. And then the International Olympic Committee and others come out with these rules that say, well, you know, as long as your testosterone levels are below a certain limit, well, then you can compete with women. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what does that have to do with anything? Because the bone structure, the physical structure of a male is inherently different from the physical structure of a female. And I don't care, I truly do not care how confused you are as a child. if you're a child, or for that matter, I really don't care if you're an adult either, I think you ought to get psychological counseling. I think you ought to get psychiatric counseling. And then if you're an adult and you want to, if you're a male and you want to be a trans woman and you want your penis cut off, well, you know what? You're over the age of 18. If you want to make that decision, go make that decision. But I ain't doing it. And if you want to, and that's the choice you make, okay. But don't then think that that turns you into a woman. Because your chromosomes stay the same. You just don't have a certain appendage anymore. For the life of me, we have allowed this to get way out of control. And the fact that nobody in support of women, the usual suspects, would come out and say anything. Pretty despicable, in my opinion. So this is all under the umbrella of civil rights. Title IX was designed to protect the civil rights of women when it comes to sports. Mark Morial, who's the president of the National Urban League, put together a panel of civil rights leaders last month to attack Trump for this executive order and the executive order was on ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity. That's the so-called anti-DEI order, separate apart from the Title IX order. Well, the president of the Urban League said that what Trump was doing was an effort to reverse the gains of the last 70 years. He said this, that diversity, equity, and inclusion are aligned with American values. Now, to any critic claiming that DEI represents some sort of preference program that divides Americans, he said, nah, that's not true. We say absolutely not that's true. And then he went on to argue that the organizations gathered at his little confab would crusade to protect DEI and the notion that everyone has an equal opportunity. That's the so-called civil rights establishment. And that was more than just a claim that they're going to be the resistance. It reflected opposition to a long cresting sea change in racial politics in this country. Let's go back to 1963. In 1963, that same Urban League that is now opposed to eliminating DEI, that was one of the groups that participated in Dr. King's March on Washington. And that's where King envisioned a nation where his children would be judged by the not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And it was during that same period in 1963 that non-white Americans faced these absolute and almost indestructible legal and cultural barriers to a full participation in America's civic life. You had school segregation. You had rampant discrimination, both in employment and in housing opportunities. There was serious racial discrimination. But being honest with ourselves, a lot has changed since the 1960s. So this order by Trump was issued to counter a new form of discrimination. And I believe that's what DEI is. It's a new form of discrimination. And that's... And what's happening? So if you go think about the historical arc, the arc of history here. In 1963, non-white Americans really did face legal barriers, cultural barriers, and they were limited in fully participating in American life. And to do so, they almost had to segregate themselves into their own communities to do so. So you had thriving businesses in the Black Cultural Center of Tulsa, Oklahoma, or in Harlem in New York, or any other large city. You had all of these little Black communities. And what were they trying to do? They were just trying to make lives for themselves, and they were successful at doing so. But then there was an awakening. And I think that awakening, starting with Dr. King's speech about he envisioned a country where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, that started us on this arc of history that we were going to become a colorblind society. And I really think, going back to my belief that that's where most Americans are in terms of their view of other human beings, I think that's where we are today. Are there still bigots? Of course they're still bigots. Are there still racists? Of course they're still racists. But you know who I think some of the worst racists are? These black people like Mark Morial at the Urban League, who are trying to infuse DEI into every aspect of our culture. Because they don't want a colorblind society. Because if this arc of history continues the march that it's on, we are a colorblind society. And we have, although I don't think we'll ever be perfect, because we always have bigoted individuals of all colors. You know, white people aren't the only bigoted people in the world. So are people of different races and different ethnicities. Bigots exist everywhere. But the vast majority of people no longer think that way. But DEI is a new form of racism. Think about that. Let me explain what's really going on deep under the fight over DEI. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure to go over to, if you're on social media, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now, at Michael Brown USA on X. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And once you find The Situation with Michael Brown, hit subscribe. And that will give you all 5 days of the weekday program that we do out of Denver. Plus, you'll get the weekend program, too. So you'll get all 6 days of the of Michael Brown. So over the past decade, the Urban League has actually adopted the very types of discriminatory racial practices that were once condemned by the early civil rights leaders. For example, a few years ago, the Urban League helped administer a $10 million grant program. Now, before I can tell you what the grant program did, this is a great example of my explanation of how NGOs, non-government organizations, are a money laundering scheme. So the grant came from the federal government, and it goes to the Urban League. So you know that members of Congress, particularly those that represented urban areas, and particularly black members of Congress, or those, you know, those white liberals that wanted to be seen, you know, oh, we're doing something, you know, for the black community. So they take $10 million of your tax dollars, and they give it to the Urban League. And the Urban League takes it to fund a program that excluded applicants based on their race. It was limited to 500 black-owned businesses. Well, that's the very opposite of what Dr. King talked about. And the Urban League also defended a venture capital firm that ran a black women-only grant program that was founded to be in violation of the Civil Rights Act. Why? Because it excluded Americans based on immutable characteristics. You not only had to be black, you had to be a black female in order to participate in this venture capital firm. Well, that's clearly discriminatory. And those kinds of discriminatory programs have now, in this arc of history from 1963 forward, have now become pervasive in our society. Education, healthcare, hiring practices. There's a Catholic health system called SSM Health. They developed a scoring system. A scoring system that they used to award doses of Regeneron, which was an antibody treatment for COVID-19, based on racial demographics. If you identified as non-white or Hispanic, you were awarded 7 additional points on a 20-point scale to determine whether or not you got the treatment. Now, I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care what your ethnicity is or your religion. I don't care what your sexual preference is. Imagine going into a hospital and you need a treatment, and the determining factor on whether or not you're going to get a particular treatment is racist. Dr. King would be looking at this stuff going, oh, well, wait a minute. Did you hear what I said that day? Did you hear what I said about during the March on Washington? So all this news around the anti-DEI executive order has been focused on stupid stuff, like, you know, different government agencies are shutting down websites or firing their diversity officers or closing down all sorts of racial affinity groups for federal workers. And then most a lot of corporate America, I think were sick of it. I think they were afraid of DEI. You know why? Because if you were the CEO of any size company And you had to have a DEI program because a state or federal, you know, whatever you might be involved with, federal state government mandated that. You knew you were discriminating. You knew that you weren't hiring the best qualified. You were hiring someone based upon whatever DEI mandated. So you were violating the civil rights laws. I'll give you an example. Sodexo, the food and facilities management conglomerate. It's kind of like a Cisco, Sodexo. She told investors that her company was going to intensify their initiatives on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Last month, Delta Airlines said it was going to rethink its DEI programs. But then on an investor call, no, we're not going to do that. The CEO of Delta Airlines said, oh, we're actually steadfast in our commitments because we think that it's critical to our business. How in the hell is it critical to your business? And it's easy to mock this. Because when you board a Delta Airlines flight, do you want the pilot to be a DEI hire or do you want the pilot to be the most qualified? I want the pilot to be the most qualified. I don't care what the color of the skin is of the pilot. I don't care whether the pilot's male or female. I don't care whether the pilot's, gay or lesbian. I want the pilot to be qualified. I want the pilot to be able to take off, get me from point A, and land safely at point B. On time, by the way, but who knows when that's going to happen. So this executive order, I think, is a step in the right direction. But it's not going to solve the problem in its entirety. Because it's going to have to be followed up by investigations, enforcement, legislation, and we're going to have to take this off-ramp that really started with the George Floyd riots. You think back to, where did this DEI come from? Go back and start thinking about the George Floyd riots. Think about how Democrats at that point are all in on racial discrimination. The fact that it's going to take other things to change leads me to one area that I think is fascinating. And that's the National Football League. Oh, tomorrow, Sunday, is the Super Bowl. Wall Street Journal has a headline, America is abandoning DEI. The NFL remains all in. And the subhead is, everyone from the federal government to Fortune 500 companies is dialing back their diversity efforts, but America's most popular sport is standing its ground. Fascinating story. Because of all places where you think that diversity, equity, inclusion would not even be anywhere in the playbook, man, it's right at the top of the list. Now, think about the NFL. And I want you to think about, how do you make it to the NFL? Do you make it because you're white? Do you make it because you're black? Do you make it because you're Asian? No, you make it because you're the most qualified. You get drafted because you're the most qualified. You see, Trump understands where the American people are, regardless of their race. We want a color-neutral society. And that's where we're headed. Except for stupid Democrats that keep wanting to draw us back in time, back into the dark ages. Dumb Democrats. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427
800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro arts businesses.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Free Fire Radio on Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. as we welcome Shasta College and see what they're doing out there and which department is going to give us a great, great interview. This and much more Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Dear Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You want to send me a text message? It's real easy to do. The number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And while you're on your phone, go over and follow me on X. My name over on Twitter is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So speaking of DEI, Britain's far-left Labour government has actually admitted that DEI policies in their National Health Service, which is their socialized medicine system, actually has an anti-white bias. Now, they, you know, well, while the Brits do have a long-forgotten history, I would say, of being anti-slavery, the British Labour Party is just completely off the deep end. They are, if you think that the squad, if you think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Jaya Paul, what's-her-name, and Ayanna Pressley, if you think all of the radicals in the Democrat Party are Marxist, you ought to look at Britain's far-left Labour government. It's really out of control. Their health secretary, some yahoo by the name of Wes Streeny, acknowledged that some diversity measures within the National Health Service have been counterproductive. So Streeting pointed to instances where actions taken by the National Health Service in the name of diversity, equity, inclusion just happened to get misdirected. He gave an example, a case where a National Health Service staffer shared a job advertisement online describing part of the role as involving, quote, anti-whiteness. Now, when you put it in a job application and part of your role involves, you know, anti-whiteness, it doesn't get much plainer than that. But the health minister questioned how might that be perceived by the public, particularly people in the public that are experiencing significant health inequalities linked to their socioeconomic status. Why would the health secretary be concerned about or believe that people in the general public in the United Kingdom be experiencing significant health inequalities that are linked to their socioeconomic status? Because that's exactly how socialized medicine works. And I'm not surprised in the least that the left-wing Labour Party in the United Kingdom would look upon DEI as being, you know, anti-whiteness, and, well, yeah, we're kind of okay with that. The health secretary was indirectly referring Dr. Florence Gisbertha. That's an East London psychologist who last year circulated an advertisement for a trainee position emphasizing, quote, anti-whiteness, anti-racist praxis. Well, you know, the National Health Service has, for quite a while now, even under, you know, Tory government, not just the Labour government, but the Tory government, so both liberals and conservatives, has faced serious criticism over issues of alleged anti-white sentiment. Back in 2021, the Tavistock and Portman National Health Service Foundation Trust, that's a leading purveyor and pusher of child gender transition surgeries and child gender transition, I wouldn't say health care, but I don't think it's health care. They hosted a seminar. And the seminar was to address, quote, whiteness, a problem for our time. Whiteness is a problem? I think that your recognition or trying to claim that whiteness is a problem is the problem. Because a lot of the world's moving on from this, particularly where, you know, the one country, forget South Africa for a minute, but the one country that is always deemed to be so racist and horrible, the United States of America. Can you imagine, which is kind of easy to do, people in this country claiming that? And then the National Health Service, their emergency services, faced a lot of controversy when it was reported that they were going to prioritize asylum seekers and illegal aliens over native Britons. Now, when you specifically state that when it comes to health care delivery, you got two people in the ER. Now, a natural thing to do when you got two people in the ER is to triage them. You're gonna triage them, and you're gonna look at, okay, who's most likely to live? All right, but who's most likely to live, and who needs the most immediate health care? Who needs the most immediate and significant interventions to preserve their life? Or now you start looking at who's probably not going to live regardless of what we do. You triage them. Now imagine that one of the conditions or one of the elements by which you triage two equal patients in an emergency room. Well, this one's black. Well, this one's white. Oh, well, this one, I think, is a migrant, is an asylum seeker, is an illegal alien. Oh, well, this one over here is a native Brit. Well, just take the gurney that the native Brit's on, kind of move them over into the closet somewhere. There's a janitorial closet down the hallway. Just go hide them in there for a minute while we take care of this illegal alien. Now, I do think you ought to triage emergency room patients based on medical conditions. I don't see how in the hell you can say that a native Brit versus an illegal alien, that anyway that's a triage element that you ought to consider when you're going to deliver emergency health care in an ER. And then the National Health Service got criticized because they decided to lower the entry standards for foreign nurses in order to get them into the system. Because they were having a nursing shortage. Again, I ask you, serious question. You're in an ER, or you've already made it from the ER into a hospital bed. Nurse comes in. Do you really care whether that nurse is foreign born or native born, or do what you really care about is, did that nurse meet the qualifications to be a nurse, to be taking care of me in this hospital? That's what I care about, but maybe I'm weird. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just not woke enough. But I really don't care. I think back to it's probably been almost 10 years now since I was last hospitalized. And I was in the hospital long enough that I went through, you know, a whole series of nurses. And I remember, I think back on that now, and I recall there were some nurses that I thought were pretty good, and there were some nurses that I was like, oh, dear God, don't let this nurse come near me again. I'm not really sure she knows what she's doing. And then I finally got this nurse that came in at the end of, near the end of, well, actually, she made it near the end of my hospital stay. She walked in. She looked at my chart. She looked at me, checked a few things. She said, why are you still here? And I said, because they just don't think I'd leave yet. And her basic, I mean, she was wonderful. And I started talking to her. Oh, she was a naturalized citizen. She was from South Korea. She had immigrated to this country after the Korean War. And I talked to her about where she went to nursing school. I say all of that because I found a nurse that I thought was genuinely interested in my health, was genuinely interested in getting me out of that hospital bed as quickly as possible by looking at my chart, realigning certain treatments that I was receiving. She had come from the cardiology department because, well, they were having a staffing shortage. And so she had gone to this other level to take care of where I was. And I thought, wow. Or I think now, wow. Never really crossed my mind other than I was interested about, you know, her background and where she came from, because she was showing an interest in me. I was interested in her. I didn't care that she was South Korean or that she was a naturalized citizen. If I have to go to the hospital now, and particularly if I live in the UK, I really wonder, because what the UK did, maybe you missed when I said it, they lowered the entry standards so that less qualified foreign nurses could come in and fill their staffing shortages. Huh. Well, I'm not sure that those are the nurses that I want taking care of me. It was revealed that within the National Health Service, that 35 diversity roles, salaries exceeding $99,500 US, have been advertised since July of last year under the Labor government because they're so desperate for nurses that they'll take less qualified nurses in order just to fill a staffing shortage. Huh. I don't think socialized medicine is going to work, and I think DEI exacerbates the problem. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, it's real easy to do. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that program, you hit subscribe. That will give you all, if you like what we do on the weekend, that'll give you all 5 days of the weekday program, plus Saturday. I'll be right back.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes, people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and get over to X. Follow me on X. We have fun over on X, formerly known as Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. So I get asked a lot about birthright citizenship, and we've covered it on the weekday program, and we've covered it fairly extensively on the weekend program. But the America First Legal Foundation has filed what are called amicus briefs that support Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. And there are legal scholars at the wazoo that will tell you that the Supreme Court is unlikely to overturn precedent. But I think the precedent upon which birthright citizenship is based is a complete misreading of the 14th Amendment and the purpose of the 14th Amendment. So these filings, and an amicus brief is, means, an amicus brief means that you're not a party to the particular case. Amicus means you're a friend of the court. You're filing these on behalf of the parties, although you're not a part of the litigation. As a friend of the court, you want the court to be aware of some additional legal arguments, either in favor or against whatever the issue is that's before the court. So these are amicus briefs, and they were filed on behalf of the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and 17 other committee members, too. And they're all in opposition to an effort by these Democrat states attorneys generals again to secure an injunction against the presidential executive order. If, again, just as a footnote, if you don't think that state elections are important, here are 18 attorneys general that are trying to keep Trump from, through executive order, determining that you do not have a right to become a U.S. citizen simply because you were born here. They contend, the America First Legal Foundation, contends that the 14th Amendment, when properly interpreted, excludes citizenship for children that are born to illegal migrants, illegal aliens, that just happen to be in the United States. In their brief, they say this, specifically, the historical record confirms that the 14th Amendment does not confer citizenship on the children of aliens unlawfully present in the United States. Because of this, an alien who seeks political rights as a member of this nation can rightfully obtain them only upon terms and conditions specified by Congress. And they cite a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case that says that. And then they go on to say, but Congress has never granted citizenship to the children of aliens who are unlawfully present. Thus, the other branches are forbidden from conferring such citizenship on their own, a limitation that this executive order ensures is followed within the executive branch. So they obviously argue that the court should deny the motion for a preliminary injunction. Now, what does Trump's executive order do? It asserts that citizenship should not be automatically granted to those born on U.S. soil if their parents are in this country unlawfully or are just here temporarily, what you would call temporarily present. And, of course, that's being contested by these Democrat-controlled states and federal court, and it will eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. But let's go back to when the 14th Amendment was adopted. When the 14th Amendment was adopted, it was to ensure that those individuals who were formerly slaves were guaranteed all the rights and privileges that American citizens have. And it was expressly stated that those people who were born here or who were brought here are citizens of the United States who were slaves. And then they added the phrase, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And that's been misinterpreted to mean that, well, if you're in the United States, you know, I had an email from a listener of the weekday program that wanted to know, why is it that if someone is here illegally, they have a First Amendment right or a Second Amendment right or a Fourth Amendment right? And that's because, well, they're in the United States. Just as if I go to Spain or Italy or the United Kingdom, I'm subject to their laws. So some people like to argue that I'm subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that I'm subject to the jurisdiction of the laws of the United Kingdom or Spain or Britain or wherever, or Italy. But that's not what subject to the jurisdiction thereof means in terms of the 14th Amendment. Because when they debated it, when Congress debated it, they talked about how they did not mean that people who just happened to be here, that the children born to them would be citizens. And they gave examples like, you're an ambassador to the United States. Well, you're here as a tourist. You might be subject to the jurisdiction thereof because, well, if you're an ambassador and you, now you might be exempt from a speeding ticket or a parking ticket if you're in New York, you know, you're here for a United Nations meeting. But if you as an ambassador go out and just decide to kill, you know, to murder me when I walk outside this building, and they catch you, you're going to be subject to murder charges. You can claim diplomatic immunity all you want, and then it becomes an international, you know, fiasco about are they going to extradite you or let you leave or not leave. No, they're probably going to keep you here and try you for murder. And the members of Congress at that time said, ministers, ambassadors, people are here, you know, they're not here as permanent residents. Their children don't automatically become citizens. And there's a U.S. Supreme Court case that deals with this also, but I think the case was wrongly decided, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in that case, in dicta and in a dissent, wrote that this is never what that was meant by birthright citizenship. But here's the problem. The problem is, it's much like a government program. Once something becomes interpreted one way, it becomes difficult for lower courts, not for the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has no problem overturning precedent. Because if they think that something's wrong, they'll change it. The clearest example of that, Brown v. Board of Education, that said separate but equal is discrimination. Before that, as long as you had a black school, it was like a white school, that was okay. But in Brown v. Board of Education, they overruled that and said, no, that's wrong. And I think the Supreme Court will rule this is wrong, too. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.